Hello, and welcome to the Lighten Up podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm your host, Lauren Polly, and I am delighted that you have chosen to join me today for episode 244, Pressure into Space. Today, we are going to dive into a really cool topic with a lot of different tools and techniques to help you get a sense of space in your mind, kind of clarity of thought, relaxation of body, and really the bigger picture of getting present in the now so you can start making choices for your future. This is an exciting year in 2024. I am doing an 8-part series, a workshop series all about mental wealth. What is mental wealth? Well, for me, it is moving beyond the paradigm of mental health and really diving into the wellness aspect, going from beyond stability, getting by day to day, and really digging deeper so that we can reclaim our power and have a more authentic expression, a fuller expression of our life. A lot of us have a sense of wanting to feel more emotionally connected to ourselves and the people in our lives. And we also have a sense of how we would like our life and our living to feel, not just like what we'd like to accomplish one day, but really the day-to-day feelings and energies and activities that make every day an enjoyment to be here. And what I find is so often people don't have that. It's unfortunate to think about, but so many of us have highlights. You know, it's like a social media reel. You scroll through and you see everybody's highlights. But when you break it down day to day to day, what are the energies that you're surrounding yourselves with? What's the emotional load that you carry? What are the interactions that you have and the relationships that you have? And what does that bring into your life? So, digging into mental wealth, we are going to be playing with themes from my book, 8 themes spaced over 8 workshops, looking at taking you along that path to a deeper journey to you. And the first workshop coming up on April 3rd, I'll put information how to join in the show notes. It is about emotional clarity and really beginning the conversation with how do we get clear in how we feel and also start to getting a sense, like I was saying before, of the clarity of what we'd like our life to feel like. Before we even get there, though, we have to have today's conversation. This is a precursor, if you will, because before we can get to clarity, we first have to have space. We have to have this ability to actually carve out space for ourselves, for our desires, for our emotions, to be able to get clear with ourselves and where we want to go in the future. And this world that we live in does not like space. Everything is very, very, very busy, even down to the day-to-day that we all live with, checking off the to-do list, keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak, feeling obligations, getting expectations from other people about what we should be doing and shouldn't be doing. And then, of course, these big plot twists that come in, these like life turns that happen where all of a sudden there's a big choice or there's a big energy to deal with, or something just comes along and rocks your pretty little boat, and you have to find a sense of stability first. And then again, going beyond that with how do you come into enjoyment of your day to day? So, in order to create that sense of clarity and that sense of space, what do we need to look at first? First, we need to look at the pressure in our lives, the things that take away a sense of space, the things that clutter our mind, anxious thoughts, bouncing, racing thoughts, you trying to get to bed at night and having your head not shut up. Or in my case, it's usually three in the morning when I wake up and my head's bouncing around. Having that busy thought, having a tight, stressed body, feeling very rigid in your life choices, maybe a little too routine, too controlled, having to plan every single thing so you can get everything that you need done that day. There's no sense of space for your mind to relax, zone out a little bit, take a breather, actually expand your perspective, right? We get very rigid in our thought patterns and seeing a different possibility that gets really hard. It takes away our space. It creates a sense of pressure as our thoughts cloud and crowd in. Same thing happens with our bodies too. Stress starts to come in, our muscles start to get tight. We're holding our breath without even realizing it. There's no sense of just letting go. And again, having that sense of spaciousness. And with a tight body and a busy mind, usually comes a very rigid schedule where we get into these interesting patterns of controlling everything, including ourselves, people pleasing as a way to get by. Fulfilling other people's expectations, all of these things we've talked about before on this podcast. So, we want to start this conversation first with acknowledging that we're all under pressure in some way or the other. Even if you don't really think you are, you probably are. And take a second for yourself and think about what creates a sense of a pressure cooker in your life. I love this term, pressure cooker. I actually have a book chapter called The Pressure Cooker because in my earlier years, when I was really severe with my mental health challenges, I really felt like that. Emotions ran hot. Situations seemed bigger than they actually were. And I also felt a lot of pressure to respond to them. And it's a fascinating thing when I look at the pressure to respond, that's one of my main triggers where I don't have a sense of space to look at all my options, choose the best one, maybe even not act, maybe just pause for a little bit before I jump in. You may or may not be similar. You may be someone else who kind of takes the slow path. I'm not. I always go 10 times the speed I'm probably supposed to. So being able to find where you fit along this paradigm is really important. But the pressure cooker situation is something where you really need a release valve at some point. You just need some pressure taken off of you, but it's just not to be found anywhere. Look, if it's your relationships, if it's your job, if it's your business, even just, I think being here in the world right now, there's a lot of pressure cooker energy going on. So you may just be aware of kind of the bigger happenings around the planet right now. Quite intense. You know, when I was a teenager and going through most of this, I would have a lot of panic attacks. And usually the trigger with that was, again, a sense of crowding, a lack of space, but a lot of like physical space. So changing classes at high school was really challenging. Everybody's in the hall at once, there's a lot of noise. I used to hide in the backstage area of the drama department. I was a drama nerd, and luckily enough, I had a key to the backstage area. So I would go back there when we were changing classes just to get a sense of space. And it sounds like an extreme example, but it's something I've utilized throughout my adulthood as well. Sometimes taking physical space away from those situations is really helpful. I've done that before on dates where I felt kind of pressured and the energy was just really intense. There was too much attention being thrown on me at once. I'd get up and go to the bathroom. I'd be with a group of friends eating brunch and the conversation would turn to a kind of pressury, non-light conversation, a little gossipy, little bitchy, we'll call it. What did I do? I would get up and leave the table. I took this as step one to find space, actually changing my physical environment. So if you are identifying those pressure cooker situations, that's step one. Step two, if you're like me, where you might have a big reaction to things, you may have to take some physical space. You and your spouse are in it. Maybe walk away from that situation. It is better to walk away than have something fly out of your mouth that you can't take back later, you know? So when we are feeling pressured, when we're feeling under the gun, and again, when we have the pressure to respond, sometimes we put the cart before the horse, so to speak, and go a bit too quick. Physical distance and some space is an amazing strategy for that. Of course, taking a breath, taking a pause, being able just to step back for a hot minute, that actually helps as well. And that's for what I think of as a lighter situation where maybe it's not quite as intense. I don't have to have physical space, or maybe I can't get it. But at least just stopping and taking a breath and kind of like feeling my feet on the ground, feeling my body relax actually just gives me that sense of expansion again. And sometimes the one thing I was thinking I was going to respond with actually expands into other possibilities to say instead. When I was on such an excursion, we'll call it, in the backstage area after my little escapades back there, trying to get away from the noise, I found a playbill as I was leafing through some of the plays back there. And one was titled Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. And it became kind of a hallmark for me during those years and after. And right in line with what we're talking about, where a lot of the times the pressure turned up, I didn't have an obvious release valve. What I really wanted was to stop the world. I need a break. I need a pause here. So whatever our hallmark or touchstone you'd like to use, either taking a pause, taking a breather, stopping the world for a second, being able just to hop off before you have to hop back in again. It's really helpful to have those keynotes, those things that you can kind of think about. For me, that's been a touchstone, and I've had to work myself of, okay, well, I know I can't stop the world. I know I really can't hop off and then hop back on again. But what I'm really looking for deep down with that hallmark that comes up is a sense of space. It's a pause, and it's not feeling the pressure to respond in that moment. So, step one, are you in a pressure cooker right now? Is there something in your world that feels like you need a release valve? You need a pause. You need to stop the world for a second. Because if you did, you'd be able to see more clearly with yourself and the situation. Step two with this is really getting a sense of the undercurrents that pressure causes. And what do I mean by that? Well, a lot of times this pressure to respond, this pressure to do and be and move and go faster and do more and be what I want you to be and nothing else, all of those expectations that get thrown at us, there's an energetic undercurrent to it. And quite frankly, it kind of feels like an undertow sometime, you know, like when you're standing in the ocean and the tide is so, so powerful that you're standing upright, but you can kind of feel your feet getting pulled out. And before you know it, your feet are moving. You start walking that direction, not intending to. It's just you do it because otherwise you would fall over, right? It feels like that if you start tuning into it. And the reason we're working this way is that you can kind of start workshopping for yourself where there might be a pressure cooker situation where, again, you're feeling crowded, not spacious, no breathing room. And number two, getting really familiar with the sense of the undercurrent. Because when you feel the current coming and you feel your feet getting dragged and you start to move in that direction because otherwise you'd fall over, you can actually take a pause at that point if you're able to feel what it is like in your body and in your mind. You can start having a sense of an awareness of that's what that is. And I know that is an undercurrent to something that is not mine. That is me moving at the speed the world wants me to. It's me trying to keep up with my workload. It's me trying to meet a deadline. It's me responding to some sort of pressure in my world. And I need to stop and step out of that current for a second. And actually, then and only then can I make an intentful choice. If you've ever heard of autopilot, I love talking about autopilot living, push button living, almost like getting up on the hamster wheel, not even realizing what you've done most of the day because you're such in a routine. That is an amazing example of this undercurrent. You wake up in the morning, your eyes pop open. Saturday, you may be more relaxed. You're not a lot of stuff going on. Your head's nice and spacious. Monday happens and there's a big pull. Jump out of bed. Here's the to-do list. Let's get going. This is a really easy way to start to play with interrupting it. Taking a pause. Feeling, here's the current. It wants me to move quick. Can I actually take a break here? Can I even just take a pause and count to five before I actually get up and go do that thing? Do I really need to be in a rush right now? All of these things are super important. One, being aware of the pressure cooker, what triggers you. Two, feeling the undercurrent that that pressure cooker creates, that pull into choices that probably aren't conscious on your part. And then my favorite question that I've been playing with lately is this stress, is this pressure, is this current worth entering into? There is a good kind of pressure, right? There's a pressure to evolve. There's a pressure to change. You're in an unsafe situation. The pressure to move needs to be there, right? Fight or flight. But really, that's the circumstance fight or flight belongs into, is really those dramatic situations that most of us are living with fight or flight with, like, everyday scenarios, you know? So before you jump in, you recognize the current, step out for a second and go, you know what? Is this stress healthy? Is this stress worth entering into? Because if it's a stress and a pressure that's actually going to get you moving in a direction you've been wanting to, even if it's a bit uncomfortable, probably an okay idea. But a lot of times, taking a step back and asking that question, you're going to come up with, you know what? I can do that, but I don't need to be rushed. I can do that, but I don't have to do it their way. Or, you know, that thing isn't even needed to be done. It's not worth entering into. I feel like so many of us having these self-help conversations, these self-evolutionary conversations, we get really, really comfortable with being uncomfortable, which in of itself, I think is a good thing because if you're not willing to be uncomfortable, you don't really grow. But also, we have this tendency to throw ourselves in and never really take a break to say, is this a healthy stress right now? Is now the time for this? So I love playing with that question. Is the stress worth entering into? Because it gives you a lot of clarity in that moment. So these are three easy things to start working with right now, just to get your feet wet. Again, goal coming up with this workshop I have coming up, the Emotional Clarity Workshop, is to get more clear with yourself and where you want to go in the future. But this precursor conversation, before we even get to clarity, we need to get to space. How do we have breathing room, room to grow, wiggle room with our schedules to kind of like choose something a bit different or add in a different activity? Well, we need to find space. We need to have the space to do that. And the way to get rid of space is to start really tackling the pressure in our lives. Pressure is never going to go away. I've been working with this really diligently the past 6 months. I've been realizing how much the pressure has been the motivating factor for me to do things. Those of you who know, I actually run a hospital department. So it's a very pressured job. It's very fast paced and I'm multitasking all the time. But the pressure to do more, be more, and go faster is always present. But that doesn't lead to better productivity on my part. That just leads to more stress. That's not a stress worth entering into. I can still do my job, but when that undercurrent comes and I feel my little feet moving ahead of me, right? I'm now able to stop and step out of that current. And say, you know what? I know those things have to get done today, but I am not going to be on anyone else's timetable to do it. Being able to work this way in business with the hustle culture at your job, with this perfection and control that we have to be when we're living up to other people's expectations, in the family dynamics that we all have to go to, it's really, really helpful. So I'm hoping this conversation has given you some practical ways to really tackle it. Easily digestible, break it down as much as you can. And if you're able, if you're willing, if you feel an opening that beyond the spaciousness, you'd actually like to have more clarity in your emotional state, clarity of mind, ease with body. And really, again, trying to get super, super grounded and present right now so that we can have clear eyes and make conscious choices where we're going in our future, then the Emotional Clarity Workshop may just be what you're looking for. And that's coming up on April 3rd. Information how to join me is in the show notes. And even if you don't choose the workshop, I'm hoping this conversation unlocked some more stuff for you. And there'll be more coming your way as we move through the Mental Wealth series. Have an amazing Tuesday. And as always, I'll chat with you next week.